This is the slide deck that I used to sell a $100,000 plus program, and we're gonna break it down. I'm gonna explain the slide deck and the framework behind it, and then for everyone who's on here, guess what? You guys are gonna get access to it. So you guys can take this home with you, and yeah, you guys will have it with you. So are you guys excited? You guys excited about this? This is actually pretty fun. It's been a long time since I've seen this. So this is kind of like a going down a trip down memory lane at the same time, having it be educational. So let me share my screen here. I'm not going to put in present mode just because it's easier for me. Give this my chat over here. Okay. Who do I see here? Tyler and Taylor. Can you guys see the screen? All right, guys. Let me pull the slide deck over here. My notes here. Okay, so we're gonna start this out here. How many slides is this? We'll go through some of these pretty quick because this is almost 100 slides. But I want to start you guys out with the framework. So this is the title presentation. This opening slide. So actually, before I get this, like how you get value from this. So this is gonna be entertaining. It's gonna be entertaining because $100,000. It's Alex. It's Jim's. It'll be entertaining. But what I want you guys to actually like be able to take from this and to apply to your businesses is just understanding the framework and understanding that when you're able to look at a different business that you have no dog in the fight, you're able to see these frameworks and why these things work, and then your goal is to be able to apply this to what you're doing with your business. Okay, so there's a skill set in being able to take something that works from one business and be able to apply to a different business. The beauty that we have from the masterclass, for example, is that it is literally like your business. Like everyone in here has a cleaning business, whether it's residential cleaning, whether it's commercial cleaning, whether it's power wash, some sort of cleaning business. Like everything in here applies directly. The further you start to move away from cleaning business, the more you start to have the experience and also have the foresight to be able to like take a concept and apply it. So this is your guys' practice and be able to take something that has nothing to do with cleaning and apply it back to your business. Okay. This is a new skill set. This is a different skill set. This is the next level skill set. So anytime somebody asks me, it's like, hey, will this work for trash removal? Will this work for garbage cleaning? Will this work for lawn care? My answer is that the further that you get away from cleaning, the more that you as the entrepreneur, you as the business owner, you have to have to be able to have the skill set to be able to take a concept and then understand the concept and then apply it to your business. Okay. So again, one of the reasons that the masterclass works well for cleaning business owners is that you don't need that skill set. You literally can just follow it to a T. So now you're gonna get a you guys are gonna get because you guys are gonna get the opportunity to have this next to start practicing this other skill set. Okay, which is taking a totally separate business and like, how do I apply that to my business? And that's actually where you get some really crazy moves in your business because you're taking something that works in a different industry and you're able to like, how can I make that work in mine? Because sometimes the status quo, we always get what the status quo does. Okay. And so after about a year of you guys being in this masterclass, like everyone, like there's gonna be a lot of businesses in here that are doing $1 million a year, right? Or close to it. But there's gonna be a few people who are gonna be doing 2 million, maybe 3 million. And those people are gonna be doing things just a little bit differently, right? Just a little bit. Not big things. Sometimes they're just small little tweaks. Okay. So that's what you guys can also take from this. Outside of it just being entertaining, you guys can like start to learn the skill set. How do I apply this business that has nothing to do with mine and apply it to your cleaning business right now? Okay. Okay. So the very first step of this slide is it's calling out who this is for. So let me set the frame for you guys so you guys understand who's coming into this. So the person who's coming into this call with me using this slide deck is already somebody who's in the Gym Launch program. Okay, they've already invested $16,000 for the first program. This is the upsell. This is the let's get them into the $100,000 plus program. Okay, so this person's already a customer. They're a gym owner. They've already had now. Here's where we have mixed results. Not everyone has actually had amazing results. This is where I learned that not everyone got the same results as me. This is where I learned that not everyone, although we all go through the same process, the same program, not everybody gets to make $5,000 the month before and $50,000 the next month. In fact, most people didn't. So this is where a little bit of the naiveness came up with, it caught up to me when I started selling. I'm like, oh shit. You guys actually didn't have the same success I did. So now I start to waver a little bit. Dang. Okay, what? I still have to sell them though, right? Because I still know it's going to work. They just haven't had the like no doubt results that I have. Okay, so that's the friend that we're coming through. And when I first started selling this, I was doing it over the phone. But I was like, man, there's so many things I'm missing out on. Like, there's so many more ways that I can help tell the story if I have a slide deck. So that's where I created this slide deck. Okay, so now you guys have the frame of where this is coming from. These are gym owners. They've already invested in the first program. They're somewhere between, 3 or 4 weeks into the program, all the way up to the 16 weeks, right? They're somewhere in between there. So, okay, so the framework for the script itself. The very first thing is I want to let them know who this is for, right? So, I basically want to show them the $1 million business model. So Alex called it the wedding cake model. We in our program, we call it the $1 million model. Okay. And so I just want to basically show them, here's the $1 million model. I'm going to show that to you today. Now, this slide right here is going to show them will so the first question people always have in their head is, will it work for me? It's not, does the program work? It's, will it work for me? It's always, because again, we as human beings, like we always ask ourselves, what's in it for me? So the next question of that is like, will this work for me? And so the first thing we got to do is we're going to handle as many of these obstacles as we possibly can. Because the worst thing that I want to do is I want to tell this whole presentation. And then at the very end, the guy's like, well, does this actually work for kickboxing gyms? Or does this actually work for boot camps? Right. So I'm just like, here's everybody who works for. So I knew all the demographics of who we sell to. I'm like, this has been replicated and works with all these people. So boom, now we've removed an obstacle. Okay. The next thing with the gym launch was that it became international. Okay. So at the time we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 other countries, right? How many of you guys are from this country? So I know there's a couple in here from Canada. Is anyone in here from outside of the United States and Canada? From any these other countries? Yeah. Australia is on here, Germany, I think. France, UK. I think this is Mexico. I think this is Sweden. And I'm not sure who this one is. Can anyone tell me which one this one is? Does anyone know that one? Belgium. Sweet. Okay, cool. So the next question again is we want to make sure that works for everybody in all different countries. So I definitely had people who I sold from Australia. We definitely had people from Canada, right? And so like boom, we just removed another obstacle there. This was a big one. Small markets, right? People with the smallest markets are always the ones who are the scaredest. And one of the reasons Alex chose me is because I was in a small market. Okay. And look at this. And this is good for you guys too. People who are in small markets, like this again, now this is a gym, but she lived in a town of 2,000 people and she sold 55 people and she chose 299 because that's because people in small towns that are have limiting living beliefs up here, right? And so she could have made, literally twice as much money by selling it for the $500, which was the recommended, and then most of it actually sold it for $600. But so now I'm just getting rid of this obstacle of small markets gone, right? And of course we sold it in big markets. Big markets weren't really the big problem. Most people believe that there's enough people. So that's what that one said. Okay, so basically what the first step of this whole presentation is we want to get rid of obstacles. So the whole thing that we're trying to do is we're trying to answer as many questions that are inside the prospect's head before we get to the point where we're going to ask them for money. Okay. I said this on last little call that I think is important. Do you guys know the difference between an obstacle and an objection? In the chat, I know some of you guys have paid attention. Some of you guys have been on here. What is an obstacle versus what an objection? Okay, this is where we are engaged. This is where we're learning. We're getting value from this by participating. But not just sitting behind a computer, just hearing this strange man talk. Okay. Obstacles happen. Yes, thank you, Lucas. Obstacles happen before the close, and objections happen after the close. So if we understand that the goal is to get to the close, objections are things that are along the way that we need to, that we're trying to solve, that we're trying to eradicate before we get to the close. And if we fail to handle these obstacles before the close, where do they show up as? They show up as objections. Exactly. Right. So understand that anytime you're getting objections, like you can focus on objection handling. There's sales trainings, there's courses. Like people spend a lot of time back here. I prefer to spend a lot more time up here. Like I'd rather handle these obstacles before I ask them for money, because then it's just one. Then if it's just money, we can isolate money. But if it's also these other things like, oh, I don't know, it's for my country or it's my or my market's too small, then it starts to compound and it distracts you with a person who's trying to serve this person by telling them that this program, this product, this service is the right move for you. Okay. It distracts you. So to help yourself handle as many of these obstacles before the close. Okay. So that's what we're doing here. We're trying to handle as many obstacles as we possibly can. Now, the next step is, so again, will this work for me? That's the first question that we're solving in the next person's head. But the next question is, does this program actually work? Okay, so the first question was directed at you personally. Then the next one is like, it's outward. It's like, well, does the program work? Because if okay, I can work it, but then can the program? So that's what the next piece of this script, the slide deck, that's what it covers. Okay, and so the first thing that we're going to talk about is like, does the program work? We're going to give the example of the person who created it, which was Alex. Okay, and so Alex, if you guys didn't know this, he opened up six facilities, put up cash flow in the span of 3 years by the time he was 27 years old. Pretty cool. Maybe it's even fun facts you guys didn't even know. Right. So, but what that does in this example is it shows that the person who created the program, they eat their own cake, right? They've done the thing. They've went first. It works for them. Okay, cool. But that's actually not important as a second piece. The second piece is that there are hundreds of other gym owners who are achieving less. They'd hope in terms of impact income, yada yada yada, and it had worked for them. And I think that there's actually, oh, I see. So this actually skips some slides, but basically the second piece is that it's worked for others as well. And that's where we need to insert social proof in here. And I think that the way that I would have restructured this is I would have inserted social proof right here, but I'll show you what I do. So I touched on the first part. So the first part of this is Alex's story. So I'm like, okay, sorry for Alex, but now let's be a little bit more engaged in the attractive character. That's Alex's frame in my story to this gym owner. Okay, I basically tell them the story about Alex, because not everyone knew the story of Alex. And so I told them how he slept on the gym for the first 9 months. Okay, I told them how he started from this and this, and then he eventually started buying more gyms. This is gym number two, I believe. Or no, this was gym number two. And this was gym number three, and so on and so forth. And then I shared more credibility of Alex. So this was inside Russell Brunson's inner circle. He was named inner circle member of the year. So these are just more ways to show that Alex, like, he's legit. Okay. He broke the gym five times. So again, this is all about Alex, just to help show the credibility of Alex. Okay. And then, yeah, for some reason, I should have had more testimonials in there right away of other gym owners. That's what I would have done differently now that I'm reading this thing years later. But the next piece of this is, okay, so now we establish Alex. We established that other people also have successful, that other people are successful in this model. So now we have the model taken care of. Like that the model does work. It'll work for you. The next question is, well, what the heck is the model? Right? Like, what is the model? Like, I didn't know what the model is. So the way Alex broke this down is he broke this down into five different sections, which is not important, but it just basically he showed what it took, like what it took in order for you to have a $1 million gym. Okay. So these pieces aren't as important, we're not going to touch on a ton, because again, no one in here is a gym owner and no one in here is selling this program specifically. But I just want to show you that I basically go through and share what the model looks like. Okay. So, and then I start to share more testimonials. So here's actually what I do is when I share the model, I share the testimonials afterwards. So you can see here, bum, bum, bum. Yeah, so in here, people are talking about the perfect gym model trainings, greatest thing ever. Okay, side note. How many of you guys have read this book? $100 Leads. If you guys have read this book, this is Alex's book. Put in the chat that you guys have read the book. Cool. If you guys haven't read it, go get it. Okay. Get it on Audible. Get it on Kindle. Or go buy the hard copy. One of the stories he tells in there is about the first gym owner that he decided to sell his secrets to in Boise, Idaho. Does anyone remember that story of the gym owner in Boise who refinanced his house to do this program? Alex told him no, and he's like, "Bro, sell me the freaking program. I need this." And Alex reluctantly said a number that the biggest number you could think of. He said $6,000, and the guy's like, "Sold." The book is called "$100 Million Leads" by Alex Hormozi. $100 Leads, Alex Hormozi. So if you guys haven't heard that story, when you go back and listen to it, go back and read it. Like, that gym owner is this guy right here now, Chris Barnett. Okay, Chris Barnett is an amazing human. Him and his wife Robin. This is his wife Robin right here. They actually are amazing humans. And anyway, just as a total side note, that's who they are. Okay, so let's see here. So wedding cake model. So yeah. So I now I'm explaining the program. So again, if we're applying this to cleaning business, this is where you're explaining your cleaning service. Like, what do you do? So we're doing the deep clean. Here's what we offer. We wipe down the oven, we wipe down the walls, the whatever the things are that you do. Like, this is where we need to sell it and explain what you're going to do. Okay. And so again, in here we talk about the large group revenue, and then I'm showing the social proof. So I'm telling what the piece of the program is, and then I'm backing up the social proof. So this I'm doing it. You guys can see here, this is me. So I use my own self in here. This is Chris Barnett as well. So again, like, when you guys get access to these slides, you guys can go back through and you guys can look at some of these a little bit more if you want to. But yeah, lots of testimonials, right? So I'm basically saying, here's the piece of the program, here's the social proof behind it. So a good example would be for you guys to be able to, like, read a couple testimonials. If you guys want to increase your script, like, hey, I don't know if you've read a couple testimonials, but here's a testimonial by so and so. Here's what they said about our service. Why are you on the phone with them? Or you can just send it over to them. It's like, hey, I just sent you over a screenshot of a testimony that we just got last week. Okay, so these are ways that you can apply these same concepts to people on the phone to increase the likelihood of achievement that this client is going to get. Okay. And then I talk about the small group model again. This specifically to the gym chamber, based on I'm explaining what the program is or the piece of the Mundar model, and then I'm backing it up with testimonials. So again, you'll see. Hear me again. I like to use myself on these again because I'm the one who's selling it. This is my slides, right? I talk about Dave Regula, John Rudolph. Okay. Anyway, it's a couple of the other people who are in here. It's actually really fun to, like, look back at some of these names of people and, like, be able to still see some of these people. Like Ben Chu, for example. He's no longer in the gym industry, but he has got, like, what did his wife have? I think his wife was like a PA, so they started some sort of medical clinic, and they went on to. They grew a couple million-dollar company. They're part of Russell Brunson's inner circle now too. So it's just cool to see some of these people, how they've started here and they continue to grow. Josh Ponton, you guys want to look him up. He's a professional bodybuilder now. This dude, like, used to be 180 pounds. Now he's 250 pounds. He's so jacked. It's crazy. So anyway, funny old stories. Okay. So yeah, and then I just explain what's this one? Oh, this one is internal offers. So these internal offers. A lot of these internal offers that I use for the gym, we actually use for our cleaning business. So if you actually go into the masterclass and you look at the marketing calendar, a lot of that stuff is actually the stuff that we use from these plays right here. So you see this Black Friday play. Black Friday play is so good. It's shared inside the internal marketing calendar under Thanksgiving post or Black Friday post. But like, this Black Friday play is like, it works so good. I don't talk much about it, but anyway, that's in there as well. So the whole point is that this script is sharing what the program is, and then testimonial. Program is testimonial to gain credibility. Okay. So let's move on past this point. Boom, boom, boom. Grab me. Just da, da, da. Okay. Okay, so cool. So now that we say the program works, here's what it is. Now, like, what do you actually need to do in order to get there? Right. So now we start to break down. What is this part? Oh, now I start to give education, right? So now I'm starting to now I'm gonna go through a little education piece. So this is a great place for us cleaning business owners to educate our clients, because most clients haven't had our service. We have the opportunity to educate them. Okay. And so I started to educate them on, did you know there's only three ways to grow your business? Did you guys know there's only three ways to grow your business? You can either acquire more customers, you can increase the transaction size of those customers, or you can get those same customers to buy more times. Those are the only three ways to grow your business. So if you want to grow your business, it's one of those three ways. And for cleaning businesses specifically, there's a second piece of this. You know, like there's only three ways to grow your business. As a side note, is you can get more cleaners, you can increase your transaction size, that's another way to do it, or you can get your cleaners to stay longer. That's it. So, but this one right here, we're giving value through education. Okay. So we're educating these gym owners. And then I break down, here's how you do it. So to get more customers, we're going to use the cold traffic plays. We're going to have Facebook offers, increase transaction size. We're going to use Ascension and internal warm offers. And to increase the transaction volume, we're going to get them to buy more time. So basically took the wedding cake model and said, this is actually how we're going to use wedding cake, how we're going to do all the things I just showed you. This is actually how you grow your business is doing one of these three things on each of those points. So now we're linking these things together. Okay. And then I should start doing some hypothetical examples. Okay, so this probably isn't going to apply at all to cleaning businesses. However, again, this is a good case in point that like, what I would do is I would actually go them through models. I'm like, okay, how many people did you sign up? What's your attrition rate? And I would actually calculate the gym max for them. So that was value. So at that point, I said, your gym can only grow to this point based on your numbers right now. Okay, now, then I would give an example of if they were able to get 10 new people and they had the attrition rate at 10%, here's what their gym could grow to. But if they double the top line, here's how many their people could grow to. So again, so this one right here, so if they got 10 new people, so this is 5 plus 5, and they get a 10% attrition rate, your gym is going to cap out at 100 EFTs. If you guys know what EFTs stand for, they're just recurring clients. Alex called them electronic funds transfers. Not really sure, but that's just what the terminology was in Gym Launch. We just call them recurring clients. If you just replace with recurring clients, the same example works for us in our cleaning businesses. So if you got 20 new people in your business and you kept the 10% attrition rate, your recurring clients would jump to 200. That's this theoretical max. Okay. If you kept these numbers every single month. Now, watch this. We can go back here. So we can take this example. So the top line is 10, the bottom line is 10%. But now if we change the bottom line, we cut the bottom line in half. So we just go from a 10% attrition to a 5% attrition. So we just keep our clients. We can get 200 EFTs. But what if we do both? What if we grow our top line and we keep people from leaving? Interesting. So this is to show the power of, yes, we need to focus on acquisition, but we also need to focus on retention. Okay. So I basically gave value to the gym owners. Like probably a lot of you guys are getting value. Like now you're like, wow, what are my numbers? What's my attrition rate? How many people am I signing up every month? Yes, you should know those numbers. Okay. Use the business intelligence sheet. That's what the business intelligence sheet does. It has these numbers. If you're using the business intelligence sheet, it has these numbers in there, whether you're tracking them or not, like they're there. Okay. So giving value through education. Okay. All right. So more value through education. Down through here, just teaching them how to use this and how and help them grow their businesses. Testimonials. More testimonials. Retention. Testimonials. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so now basically what we're doing here is we're still, let's just see what we're trying to do here. Yeah, so giving them more value. So basically giving them, okay, and you're also going to get this. So I threw in some bonuses as well. So here are the bonuses that I didn't share earlier that you're also getting. Cool. How many of you guys ever heard Alex talk about Allen, the company, the third company started? So we talked about Gym Launch, we talked about Prestige Lab, which is the second company, but how many of you guys have heard I was talking about Allen, which is the third company that he started? You guys ever heard about that? Yeah. Cool. So it's funny because a lot of these things you guys probably have heard, you just like you never heard it the first time. So like you just like let it go. But now that you're hearing Prestige Labs, you're hearing Allen, you're hearing some of these names, like as you start to like listen to more Alex content, whether it be his podcasts, whether it be his books, whether it be his YouTube, you start to catch more of these things. Okay. And so Allen was something that he started in, this was like 20, I think this was 2019 as well. 2018, 2019. And it wasn't the way that it is now, where it's like an AI generated, like done for you service. It started out with a phone CRM like Just Call. It wasn't Just Call, but it was very similar to Just Call for any of you guys who use Just Call using Zapier. And anyway, it started out very wonky. Let's just put it that way. So yeah, I guess this was. Yeah, I don't know what year this was. It was either 2018 or 2019. So anyway, this was Allen. So we were also selling Allen because Allen was something that came as a perk of doing Gym Legacy as well. In the beginning, eventually it got ripped out and became its own thing. But in the beginning. Okay, and right here now we're like, okay, this is a lot of value. And so keep in mind, like the people who are on this call, like, they actually had no idea how much this program costs. Some did, maybe some didn't, but most actually didn't know how much it cost. And so now we're getting ready to drop the price here. And so I did a little joke ski first. I'm like, okay, ready for the price? And then I said, all the money, right? I was just basically saying, yes, we're talking about the money, but we're not there yet, right? So basically get them excited, but then bringing them back down. Cool. And so this right here is a heat check. So I call this a heat check. And so I would ask everybody this before I would actually ask the price. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get all the obstacles. I'm trying to flush out all the obstacles before I give them the price because I want to be able to handle obstacles. And if they have a true price objection or whatever the objection is, I can handle it isolated rather than having to deal with multiple obstacles and then still also having a price objection. Because at $100,000, I assumed everyone was gonna have a price objection. Everyone's gonna have like an issue with price. Fair, right? Fair. And so I would ask them this question. I said, do you believe me that when I say that we can actually walk into the process of achieving freedom in your business like we've helped so many other gym owners achieve? And based on that answer was what I call a heat check. I knew I either had more work to do, I'm like, okay, this person's sold. If you guys had to put an arbitrary percentage on it, how many of the people do you think were just like, dude, let's go, sign me up. I don't care. How many people were like that, do you think, at an arbitrary percentage? I'm watching the chat. If you guys are in the chat, 35%, 1%, 20. Yeah. Jessica says 50. Yeah. I don't know the percentage, but it's definitely it was less. It was less. So the only person that I would argue with is Jessica and Jose. Like it was way less than 50%. That's it. Most people were not super jacked. I was like, and then based on that feedback, I'm like, okay, cool. So they would either tell me, well, what about this? What about this? Or I could just tell them how they answer. I'm like, okay, so like, you don't seem like super like exciting jacked. Like, what's missing? Like if this was a unicorn program, this is what I would say. If this is a unicorn program, like, what is it missing? And then they would just tell me. And then once they told me, then I could go down on that and I could help get rid of that obstacle. And I would ask, what else? Anything else? What else would we need in order for this to become a unicorn program? What else? What else? What else? What else? And eventually they're like, okay, yeah, no, I mean, if they had all that stuff was true, then they're like, dude, I'm good. Like, I believe. I'm like, okay, cool. So that's the heat check. One of the most important pieces that you can apply to your sales script right now, to your sales calls that can give you a good feel if somebody's ready to buy or not. Okay. How well did you sell them? We haven't even talked about price yet because people don't buy on price. You think they buy on price, but they don't. Cool. So now what I'm doing is after your heat check, I'm going to restate. Okay, cool. So let's try to make sure we're on the same page. So you're going to get, so part of Gym Legacy, you're going to get all the stuff. So I go back through the top. I'm like, you're going to get the cold acquisition plays. You're going to get the high ticket play. You're going to get the phone script. You're going to get the EFT play. You're going to get everything, right? And just keep going. But wait, and there's more. Right? All the cheesy shit you guys see on these infomercials that you're like, that's cheesy. It's cheesy. It doesn't matter. It works. So get out of your own way. Be like, I'm better than that. If you believe that, cool. The truth is that you're thinking about yourself, not the prospect. Because the reason why people use it is because it works. And if your goal is to get that prospect to use this service because you know it's in their best interest, then you do what works rather than what you, the one makes you appear or feel cool. Everything. Right? Boom, just kept going. So restate everything that they get. So now I give them an irresistible offer. Okay. So Gym Legacy. So again, like back to the frame, the people who signed up for this, they were paying $1,000 a week. Okay. So cool. All the stuff you're getting, this program is actually less than what you were paying before. You're getting more for less. Irresistible offer. You guys understand why I think it's so important for you guys to sell that initial clean at a higher price point now? Why is it more important for you to sell that initial clean at a higher price point? So when you do your conversion call, you convert these people to recurring client, you're able to give them an irresistible offer. This is where it comes from. Okay. And as a piece of that, some of these people, like I said, they were either in week three all the way to like week 16. So the program that somebody was already signed up for was a 16-week program. They were paying $1,000 a week, unless they had paid in full, which most people at this point, when they're paying plan, almost everybody just did it this way. They got access to all that stuff I just talked about, and they didn't pay anything until they were done at the end of their 16 weeks. How many of you guys will sign up for that? You're already committed to paying $16,000. You're already paying $1,000 a week. Let's say you're on week four. You've seen some success, or maybe you haven't seen success. It worked both ways. I sent people who had lots of success, and people who had no success. But when they saw everything else that they got, and they didn't have to pay anything until they were done, how many people actually signed up, do you think? It was good. It was a lot, right? I think our and I don't know exactly what our like what our minimums were or what our percentages were, but it was definitely 60, 70, 80, like somewhere between the 60 and 80% mark. I don't remember. It's been a minute, but like that was what our goals were was to sell was between 60 and 80%. Like if we were below 50, we were below 60, we were like we were getting a talking to. I was getting scolded by Daddy Alex, right? It was a good offer, right? And so you get access to everything today. Cool. So again, back to the irresistible offer. The man who wrote the book, he went first, right? He created the offers, used it, he saw them. He went first. That's why Alex. Some people like love Alex because his shit is real because he just says what he does. That's it. Okay. And then there was a shtick though, right? So this was the biggest thing that held people back was it's a free commitment, right? Which made it, if you do the math on that, $699 for 52, which I think is like 36,000 times by three is 108,000, right? And by there was a point in there we actually raised the price. We raised the price to $799, which was 42,000, I think. Right, or 40, yeah, I don't know what that would have been. Yeah, $42,000. And just as a side note, our sales percentage has never changed. So everybody in here, when you raise your price from $65 an hour to $70 an hour, $75 an hour, and you think people will care, they don't freaking care. They have no idea. It's you that matters. If you don't believe your service is worth $70 or $75 an hour, then yes, then your sales percentage will drop. But as long as you believe it, as long as you know, the market doesn't change. You and your conviction changes. Okay. So that was the shtick. That was usually the most pushback I had. That's where I did most of my objection overcoming was right then and there. Just as a side note. Okay. Yeah. And so then I had to basically sell them on why it was worth the 3-year commitment. And this was my close. So if you guys see inside the script, my close was like, can't tell Axel we'll be seeing you inside the legacy group. Like that was my close. It was my first close. Sometimes it was the only one. Sometimes it was like just it opened up four objections. So as much as I was trying to handle as many obstacles as I possibly could before, I still got objections, and I handled most of them. And sometimes I didn't. And sometimes people didn't sign up, but more people